Action item number nine, discussion and possible action on Possum Kingdom Distribution System Infrastructure. Mike McLennan, Upper Basin Regional Manager. How you doing, Mike?
Doing fine. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We can go to the next slide. The Possum Kingdom Electric Distribution System infrastructure item is being brought to you today. It's basically a byproduct of the decommissioning process. If you look, the aerial photograph shows the Possum Kingdom Village area to include our office facilities as well as the dam and the generation, the powerhouse. Previously, in our agreement with BEPC, when we were generating power, we would send the power up the hill to Brazos Electric's substation, which is noted there in yellow. BEPC would take the power and then dispatch it based upon its needs, the demand of their system. Their authority through that agreement would take a portion of the power and utilize it for station use. That station use power is used on site, and it's stepped down from the transformers to be able to use in our office facility, in the different maintenance activities that we have on the dam, as well as the houses in the village area. Since we're moving forward with the decommissioning process, we need to transition to a more permanent agreement. We've been operating under an agreement, a temporary agreement with United Cooperative Services. To facilitate that action to move to the more permanent agreement, we need to add some additional distribution facilities. The red is the existing distribution facilities that are on site. We need to add probably a couple hundred more feet of distribution facilities. At that time, then we would convey that system over to United Cooperative Services through a bill of sale and with an easement. We find that this would be highly advantageous to the Brazos River Authority. In exchange for that conveyance, they would provide the maintenance of that system for us. We've attempted twice to bid the maintenance out and have received no bids twice for the maintenance. That's principally because PK is in a remote area. United Cooperative Service is the only retail electric provider in the area as well. In addition, where the authority sees a benefit is if we were to have some type of natural disaster, such as the fires that just occurred, if you had a tornado, a windstorm, or something, United Cooperative Service would then come in and make the necessary repairs and have us back up and operating again. You can go to the next slide. The total cost is probably about $150,000. The main portion of that cost is in this additional distribution facilities that we need to add. That's about $85,000. To protect the integrity of the dam, we'll have some geotechnical monitoring that takes place and some other minor things. You can see utility upgrades and the installation of a metering point. The total cost, as I said, was $150,000. I think John alluded to it in his presentation. Our cost that we're looking at, we budgeted about $10,000 a month. Previously, I said we were utilizing station use power. That's obviously no longer available, and so we're going to have to purchase power, and that's about $6,000 to $7,000 a month from United Cooperative Services. I'd be glad to answer any questions if you have them. If not, I'm prepared to read the resolution.
Where are we getting our power now?
Through United Cooperative Services, it's a temporary agreement. Basically, we've got to make some physical changes. The way the system's set up at this juncture, it's a temporary basis. But the power is still provided from Brazos Electric. Instead of coming up the hill to the substation and feeding it, and that's how we got our station use, they're feeding it from a different source and looping it into that substation. And so we're getting the power through that substation from Brazos Electric through United Cooperative Services.
Why do we have to pay them $85,000 to buy their electricity?
That's not us paying them. That's us having to add the additional infrastructure to be able to obtain that power. Right now, the way we're set up, the configuration physically, we have to add a metering point. We don't have the meter there. We don't have the wires. We don't have the distribution poles. And so we've got to add that equipment. It'd be similar to if you had a ranch somewhere, the co-op will go out, you know, maybe pay for two or three poles, but anything beyond that, then the landowner has to agree to. Did that answer your question?
Yes, I have a question. If FERC does not allow the decommissioning, will this money be lost?
No, sir. We have to move forward in this direction regardless. We're not generating power any further. And so to continue to receive power to operate our facilities, we need to move forward.
Okay. Thank you.
Any further questions? Please read the resolution.
Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager, CEO, to execute a bill of sale to convey Possum Kingdom Village Area electric distribution facilities to United Cooperative Services, and be it further resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager, CEO, to execute a utility easement for the Possum Kingdom Village Area with United Cooperative Services.
Heard on the reading of the resolution, is there a motion to adopt? Motion by Barr, second by Kilgore. Please poll the board.
Presiding Officer DeCluitt?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Barr?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Belt?
Yes.
Director Bennis?
Yes.
Director Borland?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Mackey?
Yes.
Director Masterson?
Yes.
Director Munson?
Yes.
Director Scott?
Yes.
Director Tallis?
Yes.
Director Tesh?
Yes.
Thank you, Mike. Action.